It's Abu here. You're probably wondering, what's different around here? And the answer is everything. I took the last year off, not just from podcasting, but from everything. I needed a reset. Last year was one of the hardest years of my life. And as you know, life doesn't just throw one thing at a time at you. It hits you with everything all at once. I hit a mental roadblock, my business hit a wall, and then I faced an unimaginable loss of someone I deeply loved. I had a reset. I went deep, asking myself, what's wrong with me? What did I do to deserve this? I struggled with grief, with loss, with relationships, with business, and family. I was operating from a place of seeking permission. Permission to let go, permission to step back, permission to prioritize myself. And then it hit me. You don't need anyone's approval to take the next step. You don't need permission to be a CEO. But you do need the tools, the mindset, and the support to lead in a way that doesn't cost you your peace. It took me over a decade to truly figure this out. And now I'm ready to keep going, sharing what's worked, what hasn't, and everything I'm still learning along the way. So if you're ready, and I know I am, hit subscribe, leave a review, and share this with someone who needs to hear it. Because this isn't just my journey, it's ours. Lastly, I just want to thank everyone that reached out to me over the last year just to check on me, make sure I was doing good. I truly appreciate the support, and I look forward to continue building more deep connections with you all. This is the Powered AF Podcast, a show about visionaries, high performers, and entrepreneurs, and their stories on how they push past fear, overcome imposter syndrome, and navigate through the mental roadblocks in order to achieve the highest level of success. And I'm your host, Abu Fofana. This is one of my favorite questions that I get. And the question is, how long do you think the grind lasts? I am trying to have this taper out a bit so I can enjoy the fruits of my labor, but it's not slowing down. There's always something. And how many of you all are still in a grind phase of your business? You think that, okay, maybe I'll come up for air, and then all of a sudden you have to come right back into your business and run and operate it. And the grind phase is lasting a lot longer. We thought it was going to be 6-month training camp, but no, it's lasting a lot longer. It's been a year, it's been 2 years, and you're still grinding to try to execute your vision. You're still grinding to try to put yourself out there and get people to notice you. You're still grinding to try to get rid of your inventory, right? And so the grind is really subjective, because even me being in business for, you know, a few years now, there are moments, there are seasons where I have to grind in that season, right? There are seasons where I have to grind in that season. And so I think the grind is really subjective, because when I'm trying to launch something new, when I am trying to, you know, launch a new idea or new product, I'm back in grind mode. And so in business, it's a cyclical process. You figure something out, people start buying it, you found a process for it, but then if you want to increase it and scale, or if you want to add a complementary product, or if you want to target new customers and a new audience base, you have to then figure those things out. And so sometimes the grind is in seasons, and you have to choose and understand what season you're in. So this season may be a grind season, but next season may be, you know what, let me get my systems together. Let me stop running that advertisement, right? For right now, as I get my systems together, so that way when I increase my budget, I have more ease of mind and peace, because I know specifically that I put in place the right process and systems. And so the grind is really subjective, man. And then as you start building a business, you may have ideas to build other businesses, right? The entrepreneur syndrome. One idea is not good enough, so let me try 2 ideas and 3 ideas at the same time. And so for me specifically, not only am I running the marketing accelerator, not only am I running an advanced marketing program, but I also have a podcast that I'm doing, also merch. And so there's a lot of, I'm about to do in-person events. So there's a lot of these projects that are new that are coming that I'm kind of in my grind season right now, right? I'm kind of in this grind season. And when I used to be in college, I had this brand called MOAP, which stood for Motivational Apparel. And the first clothing that I made was this shirt that said TTG. And TTG stands for time to grind. And so the reason that resonated with me so much at that time, because I was in a season of grind. And that's okay, right, to be in a season of grind. So right now it may just be time to grind, right? It may be time to grind. But I think it's cyclical, to answer your question. You just may be in that season right now, but the grind doesn't last forever. Once you start getting more of your time back and hiring people and putting people in place and delegating, then you could start thinking about, what do I want my life to look like? Actually, do that before. You could start thinking about what you want your life to look like now, and then use that as your roadmap, right? Use that as your checkpoints in 3, 6, 9, 12 months to see, okay, am I working towards this checkpoint specifically? But that's a really great question about the grind, you know? So looking at your own life, what season are you currently in, right? Are you in a season of grind right now? What season are you currently in? Thank you for joining us at the Powered AF podcast. Make sure to visit our website and make sure to follow our podcast anywhere you listen to the podcast to make sure you never miss a show. And please, 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 if you enjoyed this episode and this show, please make sure to leave us a review. It really, really does help. And last thing, if you're interested in this freebie that I just released, I want you to check this out. Recently, I put together a free online training on how to 10x your sales online. This is for business owners who are struggling with making consistent sales online. Whether you run a product or service-based business, this is the perfect training for you. The free training is still up, and you can access it by going to poweryourlaunch.com/pod. Again, poweryourlaunch.com/pod. That's P-O-D. All right. Thanks again for listening in. I'll see you during our next show.